This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories. A mother's nightmare in Queens last night as a woman went out a third-floor window when her son came at her with a knife. This happened just after 9 p.m. on Shore Boulevard in Astoria. Police say the 64-year-old woman was trying to escape her son, who was threatening her with a knife. Sources tell 1010 Winds it's unclear if she was pushed or jumped out the window. She was found conscious and alert outside, taken to the hospital in stable condition. When police arrived, they believed the son had barricaded himself in the apartment, but when they broke in hours later, they discovered he'd actually escaped. They're now looking for the 36-year-old, who reportedly has been arrested dozens of times. A three-alarm fire in Newark overnight left four firefighters hurt. Crews were called to Seymour Avenue just before midnight. Fire quickly went to three alarms as flames spread to two occupied residential buildings, 11 and 9. Seymour Avenue. Firefighters were hurt in a partial building collapse in the back of 11 Seymour Avenue. Crews got them out. They were taken to University Hospital, said to be stable. The fire was called under control just before 3 a.m., more than a dozen families being relocated. Newark's arson unit is looking for a cause. No other info right now. There are new details emerging this morning in the stabbing death of a man in an Upper West Side apartment. The victim was apparently a Good Samaritan trying to help a neighbor. He went to the aid of a woman who claimed her ex was taking her dog and was attacked by the ex and his friends.
Police identified the victim as 46-year-old Alfred Soto. He was stabbed in the stomach and chest around 10:30 a.m. in a sixth-floor apartment in the Tower West complex here at West 96th and Columbus Avenue. Frank Ramirez, a longtime family friend, said Soto grew up in the building and was trying to help a friend in trouble.
There was a problem with her and her boyfriend. He went to defuse a problem and it escalated, and you know, for him trying to be a good guy, he got stabbed up and killed.
Police are searching for several men seen leaving the building shortly after the stabbing. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on the Upper West Side.
A man is dead after he fell into a Brooklyn street while horsing around with a friend and got hit by a box truck. Police say the 30-year-old was drinking with a friend on 60th Street near 4th Avenue in Sunset Park just before 2:30 p.m. yesterday. The two started wrestling. Media reports say the friend pushed the victim off the sidewalk and into the path of that oncoming box truck and then desperately tried to pull him back. It was too late, though, and the victim fell into the street and the truck ran over his head. He was pronounced dead at the scene, his name not yet released. The truck driver stayed and was taken to the hospital in stable condition. Police say there were no arrests and the highway collision team is investigating. At the Daniel Penny trial yesterday, it was a day of forensic testimony about the death of Jordan Neely.
Medical examiner Dr. Cynthia Harris took the stand, saying Daniel Penny's chokehold was the reason she believed Jordan Neely died, despite there being K2 in his system. Neely's uncle, Christopher Neely, speaking out outside the courthouse.
The medical examiner confirmed that he died from the lack of oxygen intake.
Penny's lawyers argued that Penny was trying to protect passengers on the train and even played Penny telling police in his own words.
He's threatening people. Mm-hmm. And I'm not a confrontational guy.
Harris said she could see Neely's face veins turning purple in the video and says, quote, after watching it, I had no further questions as to why he was dead. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
The medical examiner will be back on the stand Monday, and then the prosecution will rest. Well, in the wake of the recent brush fires, there are new concerns about wildlife in Prospect Park.
The 2 acres that were burned by the wildfires include a wooded area called the Ravine. And Morgan Monaco, president of the Prospect Park Alliance, says that's where much of the wildlife lived, but they fled during the fires. There are many species of birds and other critters.
Is home to squirrels and some raccoons, and then, of course, a whole host of insects.
So just where did the wildlife go?
We have around 350 acres of natural areas, so likely many of the wildlife that was living in this section, were able to relocate to neighboring sections.
Monaco thinks some of the wildlife will return when the replanting starts in the spring, but other wildlife experts think it could take years for the full wildlife population to return. Carol DiIuria, 1010 Winds, and 92.3 FM at Prospect Park.
The slate is clean today. New York state law that allows formerly incarcerated New Yorkers to get a new start by automatically sealing some criminal records goes into effect today. State Senator Zellner Myrie tells 1010 Winds it's been successful in other places.
After individuals had their records sealed, they were 11% more likely to be employed. They were less likely to reoffend than the general public. And so there was really positive outcomes, billions of dollars that are now returning back to the economy.
Governor Hochul signed that bill into law last fall after years of debate. It does not seal all criminal records. Sex crimes and most Class A felonies like murder and arson cannot be sealed. Never mind pumpkin spice. Today is all about the apples. The New York Cider Festival is at Hudson Yards. More than 20 New York cideries are bringing their best. Scott Ramsey is executive director of the New York Cider Association, and he tells 1010 Winds.
This is not your grandmother's cider, right? This is like a whole new category that's really emerging, from sweet to dry to fruit forward to, high tannin, high acid. There's something for everybody, really.
How do you like them apples? The event also includes special add-on cider and cheese pairing sessions this afternoon. It is at Location 5 in Hudson Yards today.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.